So before you listen to the sermon,
read
2 Corinthians chapter 12. So last week we started chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians. And of course it was basically in continuation of chapter 10 and 11.
Yeah,
Paul was upset with the Corinthians. They're not recognizing his authority, his God-given authority.
They're
comparing Paul with other teachers that are boasting about themselves. They're looking at Paul as somebody who is weak. So the last chapter Paul was dealing with the boasting.
And he says, hey, this is a foolish game.
Hey, let's play it. And let's see how I measure up.
To
those teachers that you hold so high,
in high regards.
Yeah, because I have more to boast about than any of these people. Foolish to do.
Yeah, but
since you're having this measuring stick, let's hear how I will do for a moment. Of course, then he shares some of his credentials. What he went through, what he has done.
سختی‌هایی که برای خداوند کشیده، کارهای بزرگی که برای خداوند انجام داده.
It's basically pointing out, hey, I'm outdoing all these.
با همه اونها باز من بالاترم.
Yeah, but it's foolish. It is not of the Lord that we boast and brag.
احمقانه است و از خداوند نیست که مغرور باشیم به رخ هم دیگه.
And that's a statement he starts chapter 12 with.
فصل 12 رو با همین شروع می‌کنه.
Yeah, and then he switches to visions and revelations.
و بعد در مورد رویاها و مکاشفه‌ها.
Yeah, okay. We talked about these things. Now let's talk about visions and
revelations.
Instead of talking about something that I have done in that terms,
Paul is talking about
I knew a man. And he knew a man that was taken up in the third heaven.
And that's
what we mainly talked about last week.
What is the third heaven?
Yeah, paradise. And we saw that this refers to where the place where God resides.
So,
what were the first and second heaven then?
Now,
we looked at the Bible, actually tells us what they are.
Yeah,
the first heaven is the place where the birds fly, the sky.
در حقیقت پرواز میکنن در حقیقت آسمونی که خودمون میبینیم.
The second heaven is the place, outer space.
It's where the sun, the moon, and the stars are.
And then the third heaven is where God resides.
Yeah, where the throne is. Where the tree of life is. جایی که درخت زندگی در اون کاشته شده.
Yeah, so he's talking about this man that he knew.
در مورد اون آقایی صحبت میکنه که میشناسه.
And he says, hey, if you were taken up in the third heaven, this would be something to boast about.
اگر شما هم به آسمان سوم برده میشدین, میتونستین به این فخر کنید.
And I believe that we talked about it last week as well, that Paul is actually talking about himself here. That he had those revelations. And that he is being kind of sarcastic here.
Yeah,
I'm not going to boast about this. But this would be really something if you could boast about that.
Yeah,
if you were taken up to heaven and then come back and then tell about this. Yeah, and this later on ties in into what his thorn of the flesh is.
بعد در مورد اون زخمی که اون خاری که جسمش داره صحبت میکنه. چرا اونو داره؟
Yeah, but let's pick it up from verse 6 and then we'll get there soon.
بعد میرسیم.
2 Corinthians 12 and read verse 6. That's where we're left off. For true, I would desire to glory. I should not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seemed me to be, or that he hear it of me.
زیرا اگر بخواهم فخر بکنم بی فهم نمی باشم چون که راست میگویم اما اجتناب میکنم مبادا کسی در حق من گمانی برد فوق از آن چه در من بیند یا از من.
So what is Paul saying in verse 6
here?
Now he's saying how we should gain credibility or respect with other people.
چجوری باید احتراممون رو
از دیگران بگیریم. Yeah, he already makes clear that bragging and boasting is not the way.
فخش مردن و رو رخ همدیگه کشیدن احترام به دست آوردن.
Yeah, the Corinthians were looking at the wrong things for deciding who was great and who was not.
دنبال صفات‌های اشتباه می‌گشتن که ببینن کی خوبه کی بزرگه کی کوچیکه.
Yeah, these teachers that were commending themselves and were boasting in their eyes. These were the ones who were better.
برای دیدگاه خودشون اونا آدمای بزرگی بودن.
And Paul says, "Hey, I want you guys to respect
me.
Yeah, I'm not going to boast, I'm not going to brag. I could tell you stories, I could brag and boast.
But I will not do that.
While I can, I will forbear that. I will restrain myself from doing
that.
Here's how it should be. What you think of me should not be me telling you what you are to think of me because of my boasting and bragging. No, what you think of me should be based on what you see me doing and what you hear me saying.
Yeah,
my own testimony should speak for itself.
شهادت من باید برای خودش حرف بزنه.
Yeah, our testimonies
شهادت ما
should speak for themselves.
برای خودش باید بتونه حرف بزنه.
Yeah, your faithfulness should speak for itself.
وفاداری زندگیتون.
Yeah, your work ethic should speak for itself.
رفتارتون اون روش زندگی
your character
باید در موردش صحبت کنه.
Should speak for itself.
باید در مورد خودش صحبت کنه.
Yeah, your integrity.
اون تواضعتون.
Yeah, what people can perceive that you do and you say that should be the way that people perceive you.
می‌بینن که تو انجام میدی باید اون روش باشه که
معلوم. Don't go around telling how great you are.
نریم بیرون و به همه بگین چقدر بزرگین.
Let your testimony show how great you are.
شهادتتون نشون بده که چقدر.
So as a result, people won't think higher of you than you are.
در نتیجه بقیه شما رو بزرگتر از اون که هستین تصور نکنن.
But also not lower.
حتی کمتر از اونی هم که هستیم تصور نکنن چون پولوس کوچکتر از اونی که بود تصور کردن چون دنبال چیز اشتباه میگشتن.
Yeah, and Proverbs 27:2, let another man praise thee, not an own mouth,
and
a stranger, and not an own lips. Proverbs 27:2.
امسال 27:2.
Yeah, if you can read him.
بگذار دیگری تو را بستاید نه دهان خودت عیبی نه زبان خودت.
Yeah, leave the praising and boasting to other people. Yeah, don't do it yourself. Let your testimony be the reason why how people perceive you. Now go back to 2 Corinthians and read verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
و تا آنکه از فراوانی بسیار مکاشفات پیش از حد سرافرازی ننمایم خاری در جسم من داده شد فرستاده شیطان تا مرا ضربه زند مبادا بیش از حد سرافرازی نمایم.
Yeah, so last week we shortly talked about this.
Yeah.
Paul brings up all these revelations that that this man has been given.
این مکاشفات که این مرد انجام داده و خیلی میشناختن و صحبت میکنه.
While here this is brought up again.
و این دوباره بالا.
That Paul has all this abundance of revelations.
تمام این مکاشفات زیادی که وجود داره.
Yeah, and it points to the fact that Paul was that man.
در مورد این صحبت میکنه که پولس اون انسانه.
And I do believe that because Paul is so greatly used by God.
چون پولس خداوند انقدر ازش
عزیز استفاده. That's also the reason that God has given him a thorn in the flesh.
برای همین خداوند یه خاری تو جسمش بهش داده بود.
Yeah, Paul has done great works.
پولس کارهای بزرگی
انجام داد. He started many churches.
کلیساهای زیادی رو شروع کرد.
Miracles were done through him.
معجزه‌های بزرگی رو به دست خودش انجام داد.
He pens down a large part of the New Testament.
خیلی از قسمت عهد جدید رو به دست خودش
He definitely has received revelation from God.
Yeah.
Jesus met him in
his
glorified state on the road of Damascus.
Yeah.
And I believe God has given him a thorn in the flesh,
which
I will show you, I believe, is a physical ailment, something physical
that is not okay with Paul.
That God allows in his life so God can fulfill his purpose that he has for Paul.
Yeah,
work in him and work through him.
هم درون پولس کار کنه
Now,
هم از طریق پولس
The question is often what is the thorn in the flesh.
خیلی ها میپرسن اون خار جسم پولس چی بود.
The Bible doesn't specifically tell us so we don't know for sure.
اون نمیگه دقیقاً خار
so,
جسم پولس.
So you're getting my opinion.
اما نظر من رو میگم.
I cannot prove this beyond the shadow of a doubt.
نمیتونم ثابت کنم اما تاریخچه‌ها و چیزی که خوندم به نظر
I believe it has to do with his eyes.
ایمان دارم چشم پولس
that he is struggling with his sight.
But چشمش
Now let me give you some scriptures for that.
چرا فکر می‌کنم
So you know why I think that and if you want to believe something else that's fine too.
اگر
می‌خواید
اعتقاد دیگه‌ای داشته باشین
Yeah, go to Acts chapter 9.
اعمال رسولان فصل 9.
Acts chapter 9 and that's actually the story that I just mentioned.
داستانی که پولس رو خداوند ملاقات می‌کنه.
That Paul is on his way to Damascus. And remember why he's on his way. He's there as an enemy of the gospel. He's there to go persecute Christians. So let's read Acts 9. And we're just jumping in the middle of that story. And we start reading from verse 4 till 8. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and shall be told thee what thou must do. And the man which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Paul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus.
لگد زدن مشکل است و او لرزان و حیران شده گفت خداوند چه میخواهی که من کنم و خداوند به او فرمود برخواسته به شهر برو که آنجا به تو گفته میشود چه باید بکنی اما آنانی که همسفر او بودن خاموش ایستادن چون که آن صدا را شنیدن اما هیچ کس را ندیدن پس سروس از زمین برخواسته و حیران خود را گشود هیچ کس را ندید دستش را گرفته او را به دمشق بردن
Yeah, so Paul meets Jesus on the road, and as a result, he gets blinded. He cannot see anymore. And now they have to lead him into Damascus. And verse 9 says, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. Yeah, so for 3 days he's unable to see. Yeah, but then we read in verse 10 till 12. Yeah, and there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Behold, I am here. Lord, and the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in, and putting his hand on him that he may receive his sight. Verse 10 to 12.
Which one?
X9. Yeah.
و در دمشق شاگردی حنانیا نام بود که خداوند در رویا بدون گفت ای حنانیا عرض کرد بله خداوند خداوند وی گفت برخیز و به کوچه که آن را راست می نامند بشتاب و در خانه یهودا سلوس نام تارسوسی را طلب کن زیرا که اینک دعا می کند و شخصی حنانیا نام را در خواب دیده است که آمده بر او دست گذارد تا بینا گردد
Yeah, so God sends Ananias to go to Paul.
Yeah,
and put a hand on him and so that he receives his sight again. Now, I believe his sight was never fully restored. And that from there on, he has struggled with his sight. And again, it is my opinion. Yeah, I don't know this for sure. But let me show you that Paul had some issues which seemed to indicate that he had a problem with his eyes. Go to Galatians. Galatians 4, verse 15. Where is then the blessedness he spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me.
آن مبارک باری شما، زیرا به شما شهادت می دهم که اگر امکان داشت چشمان خود را بیرون آورده به من می دارید.
That's how he's telling, this is what you would have done for me if it would be possible.
اگر ممکن بود انقدرش هم دارین که چشاتون رو به من می دارید.
And it's interesting that he just mentioned, hey, you would pluck out your own and give them to me if they would work.
چشمان خودت رو بیرون می آوردی به من می دادی اگر چشمای تو جای چشمان من
کار می کرد. Yeah, it seems to point to the fact that Paul has some issue with his eyes.
مشکلی با چشمش داشته که
مونده چشمش. Go to Galatians 6. Galatians 6:11. You see how large a letter I've written into you with my own hand.
ملاحظه می‌کنید با چه حروف درشتی به دست خود به شما نوشتم.
Yeah, normally it's people who cannot see very well who write big letters.
که خوب نمی‌بینن با حرف درشت می‌نویسن که بتونن.
And we also know from other letters that he has been dictating those letters to other people.
طبق داستان نامه‌های دیگه‌ش هم می‌دونیم که نامه رو گفته و بقیه نوشتن.
Yeah, because at the end we see, oh, who is writing actually doing the writing.
و آخر سر اعلام می‌کنه که کی بوده که دست خط کی بوده که داره نوشته میشه.
Yeah, so I think it is his eyesight that he has an issue with.
But بینایش مشکل
and
داشته.
That would also line up again with the fact that they perceived him as being a weak person, not that impressive in the flesh.
آدم کوچیکی میشمردنش. خوب که نمیدیده که بس آدم کوچیکی بوده.
Somebody who couldn't even see very well.
تو که نمیدیدی در حقیقت کور دیگه.
And let me give you a last comparison.
آخرین مقایسه.
For why I think
چرا
it is his eyes. And it's a comparison with Jacob.
با یعقوبه.
Now Jacob at a certain point in his life met with Jesus Christ, the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. Now he's fleeing from his father-in-law. ends up at this little river, everybody goes over and he ends up alone there and fights with this man, this angel. And of course later on we know that this is actually the pre-incarnate Christ.
بعدش میفهمیم که خود عیسی بوده که باهاش کشته.
It's interesting that Jacob has this meeting with Jesus.
جالبه که یعقوب این جلسه این ملاقات رو
in that fight, in that wrestling,
و با این کشتی که میگیره با عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, he's touched in the hip, in the sinew. And he walks crippled from that day on.
از اون روز به بعد میلنگیده.
Yeah, so now every time he's taking a step, he's reminded of that meeting that he had with the pre-incarnate Christ. And maybe the same thing happened for Paul in the sense that every time that he's struggling to see, he's reminded in the flesh
سختش بود
for the rest of his life
کل زندگیش یاداوری
yeah,
بود
of that meeting that he had that event that had with Jesus Christ. Now some people will think this is a demon tormenting Paul. That will be another explanation.
بعضیا میگن شیطانه که اون
yeah, because it says the messenger of Satan.
پولس ناراحت میکرده میگه پیام آور شیطان.
But I think it just uses this term to describe how this infirmity is to
them. اون صفاتی که استفاده میکنه فقط سختی و بدی مشکل.
Now, what is this thorn in the flesh do to him? Now, one of the things, it's humbling him. Yeah, it prevents him from being exalted. Yeah, it's a reminder of the fact that hey, don't go think too high of yourself. Because you've been persecuting Christians.
You've been
in a pretty dark spot.
خودت هم خیلی جای بدی بودی، خیلی آدم پلیدی بودی.
Now read verse 8. 8 and 9.
کجا؟
2 Corinthians 12.
12:8-9.
For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
و درباره آن از خداوند سه دفعه استدعا نمودم تا از من برود. مرا گفت فیض من تو را کافی است، زیرا که قدرت من در ضعف کامل می‌گردد. پس به شادی بسیار از ضعف‌های خود بیشتر فخر خواهم نمود تا قدرت مسیح در من ساکن شود.
Yeah, so my strength in verse 9 is made perfect in weakness.
در ضعف‌ها کامل شد.
So this thorn in the flesh that Paul had been given.
این خاری که خداوند به جسم پولس داد.
Brought weakness to his life.
ضعف وارد جسم زندگیش.
So it wasn't only humbling him.
نه تنها فروتنش کرد.
It also limiting him in the flesh of what he could do.
محدودش کرده بود که چه کارهایی بتونه انجام بده.
Yeah, there was something in his life that he did not like.
چیزایی تو زندگیش که دوست نداشت.
He's asking God to take it away.
از خداوند می‌خواد که اون رو برداره و نمی‌خواد.
He doesn't enjoy it.
لذتی ازش نمیبره.
But then God allows this in his life.
و خداوند اجازه میده این اتفاق بیفته.
So he's not exalted above measure.
که بالاتر از اون جلال پیدا نکنه، مغرور نشه.
Yeah, so he's reminded that it is the power of Christ that enables
him
to do the things he does.
Now,
here how we can apply that to us, to ourselves today. God may allow some things in your life
that
you don't like,
that
you're asking God to take away. You don't want it. But then maybe God is allowing it in your life. Maybe to protect you from becoming prideful.
شاید حفاظتت کنه که مغرور نشی.
Oh, look what I've accomplished with my strength.
من چیکار میتونم بکنم؟ من چه قدرتی دارم؟ من چه آدم بزرگی ام؟
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
به جای اینکه بگی من همه کارو قادرم انجام بدم به وسیله عیسی مسیح که قوت و قدرت منه.
Yeah. God might just say, okay, you wanted to wait, but I wanted to be there.
میخوای بری از دور بشه اما من اجازه دادم اونجا باشه.
Paul had been taking time
پولوس
to ask God to remove this thorn of the flesh.
بارها پرسیده بود
and it says
بود که این خار از زندگیش
on three occasions
تو سه جا
he took time
وقت میذاره
to plead with God to take it away.
التماس میکنه با خداوند که او رو بیرون ببره.
And that could be prayers that sounded like God take it away from me. So I can do more for you.
که بتونم بزرگتر کار کنم.
So I am more fit to do your work.
کار تو رو بیشتر جلال بدم. کارهای بزرگتری برات انجام بدم.
Yeah, but God didn't take it away.
اما خداوند برش نداشت.
Now, Paul didn't have doubt in regards that God could heal him.
پولس شک نمی‌کنه که آیا خدا قادر او رو شفا بده یا نه.
God used him to heal other people.
خداوند
he had seen the miracles.
پولس استفاده کرد که به وسیله پولس خیلی‌ها شفا پیدا کردن.
God wasn't doubting. Oh, sorry. Paul wasn't doubting that God would hear his requests.
پولس شک نداشت که آیا خداوند جواب دعاشو میشنوه یا نه.
Yeah, 1 John 5:14.
اول یوحنا 5.
And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us.
و این است آن اطمینانی که نزد وی داریم که هرچه مطابق اراده او سوال نمایی ما را میشنوه.
Paul was believing this.
ایمان داشته پولس را.
Yeah, we can have confidence that God is hearing us.
که خداوند اینو میشنوه.
Paul had confidence that God was hearing him.
پولس این اعتماد رو داشت که خداوند.
But it doesn't mean that when he hears us, we always get the answer we want.
به این معنی نیست که وقتی صدامون رو میشنوه جوابی
رو که
میخوایم به دست
میاریم. We need to ask according to his will.
باید طبق اراده او درخواست کنیم.
Yeah, there can be a reason why an answer when a prayer is not answered because you're not asking according to God's will. Go to James 1 and read verses 6 till 7. James 1, 6 till 7. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
شک نکند زیرا هر که شک کند مانند موج دریاست که از باد رانده و متلاطم می شود زیرا چنین شخص گمان نبرد که از خداوند چیزی خواهد یافت.
So we not only need to ask according to God's will,
نه تنها طبق خواست خداوند باید
we also need to ask in faith and not wavering.
ایمانم باید بپرسیم و شک نکنیم.
If you don't believe that God can answer your prayer,
اگه ایمان نداری که خداوند جواب دعاتو میده,
yeah, that prayer is going to go unanswered.
دعای تو بی جواب خواهد موند.
Don't think you shall receive anything of the Lord.
هیچی از خداوند نپرسید.
Yeah, doubting God's ability to answer your prayer
خداوند
can be a cause for unanswered prayers.
که نتیجه دعاتون دیده نشه به خاطر شکتون.
I'm sure Paul didn't have that problem.
فکر میکنم پولس مشکل
شک was convinced that God could do.
مطمئن بوده که خداوند میتونه کارش رو انجام بده.
Go to James 4.
یعقوب 4.
I look at another reason why you don't have the answer she wants.
بعضی وقتا جواب دعاهام رو نمیدی.
And read verses 2 and 3.
آیه 2 و 3.
James 4, 2 and 3. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain, ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not, ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts.
تمام می‌ورزید و ندارید، می‌کشید و حسد می‌نمایید و نمی‌توانید به چنگ آیید و جنگ و جدال می‌کنید ولی ندارید، از این جهت که درخواست نمی‌کنید و درخواست می‌کنید و نمی‌یابید، از این رو که به نیت بد درخواست می‌کنید تا در لذات خود صرف.
So why can it be that we don't have what we need? Now here's a big reason. We don't pray. We don't have because we ask not. And when we do pray, it needs to be in prayer of faith. It needs to be according to God's will. Yeah, it shouldn't be something that you consume on your own lust.
بخاطر دلخوشی خودمون.
Yeah, go to James 5.
یعقوب 5.
James 5, 16 till 18.
16 تا 18.
I'm probably going to do a couple sermons very soon on prayer alone, but I do want to give you those. First 16 till 18. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subjected to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit.
نزد یکدیگر به خطاهای خود اعتراف کنید و برای یکدیگر دعا کنید تا شفا یابید. زیرا دعای مرد عادل در عمل بسیار اثر بخش است. الیاس مردی بود دارای طبیعتی مثل ما و به تمامی دل دعا کرد که باران نبارد و تا مدت 3 سال و 6 ماه نبارید. و باز دعا کرد و آسمان بارید و زمین ثمر خود را رویانید.
Yeah, so what kind of prayer avails much? What kind of prayer is effective? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Yeah, are you walking with God? Yeah, are you in His will? God says He'll answer your prayers. Yeah, we need to walk rightly before Him if you want our prayers to be answered. If you are a backslidden Christian, that will have an effect on the prayers you bring to God. Yeah, your sin can be the reason why prayers are not answered. Yeah, 1 Peter 3:7 is an example of that. And this is about when you don't live at peace with your wife. And I said, God says, I will not answer your prayers. Your prayers will be hindered. Yeah, 1 Peter 3:7. Likewise, your husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, talking about the wives, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
و همچنین ای شوهران با دانش با ایشان زیست کنید، چون با ظروف ضعیف‌تر و ایشان را محترم دارید، چون با شما وارث فیض حیات نیز هستند، تا دعاهای شما بازداشته نشود.
Yeah, so reasons for prayers not to be answered could be that you're living in sin.
جواب دعاتون داده نمیشه.
It could be that you're not praying with faith.
با ایمان دعا نمیکنید.
It could that you're praying for things not the will of God.
دعا میکنید برای با خواست خدا دعا نمیکنید.
Paul is a righteous man.
پولس مردی
great Christian. Yeah, he absolutely has the faith.
ایمان واقعی رو داشت.
Yeah, he knows God can answer and
میدونسته که خدا جوابشو میده.
But
اما
the answer he gets from God,
جوابی که خدا میگیره,
is my grace is sufficient for thee.
فیض تو برای من کافی است.
And that means no.
یعنی نه.
Yeah, the answer is no to your prayer, Paul.
یعنی پولس با دعایی که میکنی جوابت نه.
You're asking me to take away the thorn in the flesh.
از تو من میخوای که این خار جسمو بردارم.
Answer is no.
جوابش نه است.
Yeah. This thing that he had in his life, whatever this thorn in the flesh was, which I believe had to do with his sight, but whatever it was, it was humbling him, it was limiting him, yet God was not willing to take it away from him. Yet sometimes the answer to our prayers can be no. It can be my grace is sufficient for thee.
شاید جوابمون این باشه که خداوند بگه فیض من برای تو کافی است.
And we don't like that answer maybe.
بعضی وقتا جواب دوست نداریم.
We should be okay with that.
باید قبول کنیم که خدا جواب داده و جواب
بشه. We need to trust that God knows what he's doing.
که خداوند میدونه داره چیکار میکنه.
That God will do whatever is best according to his will.
طبق خواست خودش برای هممون انجام خواهد داد.
Paul, you want this storm to be gone?
پولس میخواد.
I want it to stay. It is for your good.
من میخوام بمونه.
It's for the good. What I want to do in you and through you.
برای کاری که میخوام درون زندگی و وسیله تو انجام بدم.
Yeah, we cannot expect when we pray that.
توقع نباید داشته باشیم که وقتی دعا میکنیم.
God will just give us every request that we make.
خداوند هر چی گفتیم بگه بله. باش. حتما.
Because we sometimes we can say, oh, God doesn't answer my prayer. Now, maybe he did answer the prayer, and the answer was no. Of course, you want to make sure that you are not the cause of him that answering.
Yeah,
you don't want to be backslidden. Yeah, not walking right before God. Yeah, you don't want to pray things that are not according to his will.
Yeah.
Give me that sports car or whatever. No, you want those things to consume the inner list. You want to make sure you pray in faith, believing that God is able to answer your prayer. Yeah, Christians who pray, and then when the answer comes, doesn't come, their faith starts wavering because God didn't answer them.
It means
they didn't pray with faith. Yeah, the faith is that we trust that God knows what is best. Yeah, the faith is not the answer that God will do something.
ایمان جوابی نیست که خداوند یک کاری بکنه.
Faith is believing that he can.
اینه که ایمان داشته باشیم که خداوند میتونه.
And then be okay with that answer. God knows best.
و قبول کنیم و اوکی باشیم با هر جوابی که خدا بهمون داد.
Yeah, the answer can still be no.
جوابش هنوز شاید نباشه.
God might think it is better.
شاید خداوند فکر کنه بهتره برای ما.
For your prayer not to be answered.
که جواب دعاتون امروز.
Or not to be answered for now.
یا امروز جواب نده فردا جواب بده.
Because he wants that thorn in the flesh to remain there for now.
این برای این زمان و برای لحظه بخواد کار زندگی باشه.
My grace is sufficient for thee.
و امروز به من و شما بگه فیض من برای شما کافی است. کتاب دانیال.
Daniel chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. This is a story where Daniel's friends are having to bow down for this statue that Nebuchadnezzar has made. And of course, they refuse that. And this is part of the dialogue that follows that. This is their response. Verse 17 and 18. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up.
اگر چنان کنی که میگویی خدای ما که او را میپرستیم قادر است ما را از کوره آتش سوزان برهاند و او ما را از دست تو پادشاه خواهد رهانید. ولی حتی اگر نرهاند پادشاه، بدان که خدایان تو را نخواهیم پرستید و تمثال طلا را که برپا داشته ای سجده نخواهیم کرد.
Yeah, and this was talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Now, did they have the faith that God was able to deliver them?
آیا ایمان داشتن که خدا قادر اونا آزاد کنه؟
Absolutely. There was no question to them. They knew that God was able to do that.
می‌دونستن که خداوند قادره که ستاشون از اون آتش درآره.
Notice that they don't say that God will deliver them.
نه خداوند ما را حتماً از آتش می‌رساند.
God is able to do this.
میگه خدا قادر این کارو.
And they were okay. Whatever God decided to do. If he doesn't deliver us, that's fine too.
Okay.
Yeah, king, you need to know we will not worship your golden image. They had the faith that God was able, and they also had the faith to trust God with the answer. Yeah, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong.
Just 10, yes?
10, yes. Yeah.
بنابراین از ضعف‌ها و رسوایی‌ها و احتیاجات و آزارها و تنگی‌ها به خاطر مسیح شادمانم زیرا که چون ناتوانم آنگاه توانم.
Yeah, God may use a trial to get you to become the person he wants you to be.
خداوند از ضعف‌ها و رسوایی‌ها مشد استفاده کنه و ما رو بسازه به اون شخصی که می‌خواد باشیم.
Oh, but God.
خدایا.
If I'm stronger, I can do more.
Now,
let God be the judge of that. Because in your weakness, he can show himself strong. And we need to realize that if you want to serve God,
yeah,
there are sometimes a price to pay. Yeah, so God can bring us to the place where he can use us. And God will use trials, trouble in your life.
Yeah,
to get you to a place that you are not now. Yeah, to get you to become what you are not. Yeah, verse 9. It says, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Therefore, I don't want to glory in this, in where I come from, in what I've done, and what I've gone through. I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Yeah, I cannot do it. Yet I can do everything to Christ who strengthens me. And I can take pleasure if I have infirmities. I can have pleasure in these ailments that I have. I can take pleasure in reproaches, in when people look down on me. I can take pleasure in necessities when I'm in want. I can take pleasure in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake.
For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Yeah, because then the power of Christ may rest on me. Yeah, if you believe that God can change your circumstances, but that God chooses not to do so, in his infinite wisdom, then you can just receive those circumstances as God allowing them in your life. Yeah, with a certain purpose, with a certain plan. And you can rejoice. You can take pleasure in that thorn in the flesh, knowing that God is using it to work in you and through you.
چه به وسیله زندگی کار کنه میتونی حتی از ضعف مردم کوچیک شمردنت مردم لذت ببری و بگی این در دستای خداست.
Yeah, when you are in want.
نیازمندی.
Yeah, just looking forward how God will sustain you.
منتظر باشی که خداوند چگونه نیازاتون رو برآورده میکنه.
In persecutions. Yeah, which you know you can look forward to rewards also.
میتونی منتظر پاداشامون باشی.
Yeah, in difficulties.
در سختی هامون.
Because you know that God is allowing these things in your life. Because he's choosing that ailment to remain there, that situation, that difficulty to work in you and through you. God can, but if he does not, he knows best. And we should be okay with that.
خواست خدا بهترینه. ما باید اوکی باشیم حتی اگر جوابش
last verse.
آخرین آیه.
1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
در هر امری شکرگزار باشید که این است اراده خدا در حق شما در مسیح عیسی.
Yeah, we believe that God can, is able, but when He doesn't answer the way we want, if He doesn't give us the answer we expect, if the answer is no, let us trust that He knows better, that in His infinite wisdom, He chooses to leave that thorn in the flesh there, to leave that situation, yeah, so He can work in you and through you. Amen.
Amen.